pickup unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. Time now for our spin around the Big Ten. A lot of eyes paying attention to Iowa's Caitlin Clark. She is now under 10 points away from the NCAA women's basketball career scoring mark. Second-ranked Iowa leading at Nebraska 71-63, just under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. At halftime, 14th-ranked Indiana hosting Purdue. Indiana up 41-30. Game that's going to tip off when ours does. Maryland at Illinois. And at 3 o'clock, 5th-ranked Ohio State at Michigan State. That's our spin around the Big Ten. When we come back, we'll get you starters and the tip-off. Wisconsin hosting Penn State. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin taking on Penn State. Game just tipped off as Wisconsin comes down from our right to left. Badgers wearing their home white uniforms with plenty of the pink trim. Again, this is a Play for K breast cancer, all forms of cancer, women face awareness game. And for Penn State, they've got their road dark blue uniforms with the white front and back. As Badgers offensively here, Leitzinger top of the circle. She'll take a three, and that one rattles home, and Adelaide Leitzinger scores a three for the Badgers. Again, as you heard Coach Mosley talk about, after dealing with some injuries, great to have her back. Quick three right back in the other way for Shea Chesky on the other end for Penn State, and a quick answer. Starters for Wisconsin, Brooke Schrammick, Ronnie Porter, Deanna Jimenez, Natalie Leitzinger, and Sarah Williams, as we talked about during the pregame, trying to get her ninth straight double-double. Cross-court pass there is a full-court press by Penn State. In the backcourt, Wisconsin, though, just able to get it up there for Sarah Williams. Can't get the first. Second time goes up, fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line to attempt two. Just underway here at the Kohl Center. Sarah Williams about to go to the charity stripe for a pair of free throws. For Penn State, their starters got Ashley Owusu, who's a graduate student, and she has had quite a career. Started her Big Ten career at Maryland, then transferred to Virginia Tech, now in her third team with Penn State, so she's back here in the Big Ten. Allie Brigham's a senior out of Massachusetts. Shea Chesky out of New York. Leilani Kalani Kapanis from Madison, Wisconsin. Yes, she played high school ball at Madison Memorial. She is in. Shea Chesky, by the way, left in the last game with an ankle injury in the second quarter against Iowa, so she is back for them. And then McKenna Marisa, a 2,000-plus point scorer out of Pennsylvania, she is also one of the starters as Sarah Williams goes 1-for-2 on those two free throws, so Wisconsin sitting at 3 points and Penn State back the other way. Offensively for the Lady Lions, Pintu, who just checked in, go to Owusu at the right elbow. She's going to take a 15-foot jump shot, and she pours that one in, and Penn State really off to a hot start here as they are up 10-4, just underway here in Madison. They have, I think, hit every possession. They are 4-for-4 from the field. Skip pass for Schrammick now, right side. There's Leitzinger, top of the right wheel. Left corner, three-pointer, Jimenez. That one a little too strong, and a big rebound by Brigham inside, and they're going to run the floor. This is what Penn State does. They get up quickly. Right away, Chesky. Another three. Hits back-to-back. Coach Mosley's got to take a timeout. Shea Chesky with two threes. Doesn't look like that ankle having any issues today. And we will take our first media timeout as we are less than 3 minutes into the contest. 13-4. Penn State blitzing the Badgers right now. We'll take a break. Back after this, you're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
A sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And $2.99 a pound is not just the price today or this week, it's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for ground beef every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Wisconsin Grow, Wisconsin Proud, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Reed Magnin back with you, filling in for John Audius today. Mike Henderson producing back at the Learfield Studios. Penn State, they are off to as hot a start as you can get. 5-for-5 from the field, including 3-for-3 on triples as Shea Chesky, she has knocked down all three of those shots from downtown. Wisconsin, 1-for-5 from the field, 1-for-2 shooting threes, 1-for-2 on the free throws as Penn State comes out blitzing the Badgers 13-4. Penn State coming off a game where they led after the first quarter at second-ranked Iowa, shot 43-pointers in the game, scored 93 points, but they lost as Iowa put up 111. And you wondered if maybe there would be, that was on Thursday, so maybe would they emotionally struggle a little bit early on to come back from that? The answer is no, not even close, as they have come out extremely strong. Bumped out of bounds there. It's going to be poked out of bounds from Jimenez of the Badgers, but it stays with Wisconsin. Last touch by Pintu of the Lady Lions. So 7:12 to go first quarter. We are fewer than 3 minutes into this game, and the Badgers already down 13-4 as they come back on offense. Good crowd here on hand for the Play for K Pink game. A lot of pink in the crowd. And we'll see if the Badgers can get on track here offensively, starting out 1-for-5 from the field. There is Williams, double teamed, and oh, they say a travel. She looks over at the referee and thought she got hit pretty hard on that. But they double-teamed her down low. She goes down, drags her pivot foot. And there's a turnover for Wisconsin. First turnover of the game by either side. Can tell also here in the early going for Penn State, they are not going to let Sarah Williams beat them. They are going to force other Badgers to get involved in the scoring. Allie Campbell just checked in the game from Altoona, Pennsylvania. Redshirt junior guard stands 6 feet. And there's Owusu inside the circle, 15 feet away, make it 16 feet away, and she buries it. 6-for-6 from the field, Penn State. 15-4, they lead the Badgers as Wisconsin trying to work through a full court pressure here. Leitzinger into the forecourt. Now bounce pass down low. Good feed and a nice find and off the glass. There's going to go Leitzinger to Williams. And that gives the Badger crowd some life. 15-6 now, Wisconsin. Down by 9. 6:24 left in the opening frame. Down low. Here's Kapanis, the Madison native. Turn around off the glass over Jimenez, and that is in. Again, she's from Madison Memorial, where she played high school ball, so big deal for her having family and friends here at the Kohl Center to watch her play, but unfortunately in the wrong color uniform if you're a Badger fan. 17-6 now, Penn State. 4 minutes in. Turnover as they tried to send it down low to Williams. Stolen away by Chesky, and she's going to come up the floor, and that bounce pass a little wide to the left of Pintu, her intended target teammate at the block, and that'll go for Penn State's first turnover, and Wisconsin will have the ball, and they will bring in Saniya Copeland, who will take out Ronnie Porter. Brooke Schrammick, Leitzinger, Copeland, Jimenez, and Williams. Five in white for Wisconsin. Mariah Murray will also check in for Penn State, take out Owusu. And again, a full court press here. As Coach Glusing said during our scout, Penn State's going to press you until you show you can break it consistently. Then they'll back off. Right now, Wisconsin breaks that. They've got Williams all alone there down low. And then a push on a foul to Jimenez. She was along that far right sideline. They double-teamed her, left Williams all alone at the basket. Williams waving her arms around. Jimenez, though, as she threw it to her, got fouled. That'll be on the floor. That'll be the first foul here for, or make that the second personal foul for Penn State. And Wisconsin gets 20 on the shot clock as they set up offensively. Down by 11 for the Badgers. 4:20 into this one. Up and under move, right block to left block for Natalie Leitzinger. Pretty work there. Wisconsin down by 9, 5.5 to go in a fast-paced first quarter. You get in some transition ball when you play Penn State. They run quickly, but it can create turnovers. Is down at that right block. Kapanis trying to throw it back out to the arc on the far left free throw line extended. Nobody was there for Penn State, so that's their second turnover. And it will be Wisconsin ball once again. McKenna Marisa comes back in the game. Only Lady Lion to ever achieve 2,000 points, 500 rebounds, 400 assists, 300 three-pointers, and 150 steals in her career. And she almost stole it away there right at the half-court line. Now jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Penn State. So that'll be a turnover. And now we get Saniya Copeland struggling to get up here as she gets kind of walked on by Kapanis. Referees are going to split those two up. Almost had a little bit of a fight break out there as Copeland was on her backside and Kapanis was kind of walking all over her. Referees go to separate the teams. And now there's a conversation and the referees, I think, may go look at this at the scores table. And that's exactly what they're going to do. That was extra for Penn State and Kapanis. And so they're going to go look here and see if maybe assess a technical foul on that play. 5:18 to go first quarter. 17-8 Penn State leading. And that's going to be a foul called on Kapanis, her third personal. I believe they're going to call a foul. Will it be more than just your regular foul? Will they add something to it? That's what the referees are taking a look at here. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. So referees taking an extra long look at this. It was after the play. Leilani Kapanis standing over the Badger Saniya Copeland. Referees now come away from the replay monitor, and they continue their conversation. Kapanis, a good one. Two games in a row notching a double-double. 51 steals, ranked second in the conference. She's an aggressive player. Got to keep that aggressiveness balanced. Referees go give the teams the news on what they've decided, and I think they're going to say no foul, really. So nothing extra there, and it will go to Penn State offensively. All right, so thought that was going to be a foul on Kapanis, maybe technical, but they will say no. So Penn State ball up 17-8, 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Trying to go inside, almost stolen away defensively by the Badgers. Williams now a tie up on the floor, bodies everywhere. Jump ball will go back to Wisconsin with the possession arrow. Well, this is physical in the first 5 minutes. Players diving on each other to get the ball. We've had multiple jump balls. Some attendants will come out and get the floor wiped off there from the sweat. And another full court press here by Penn State. This is the kind of game Penn State likes. Fast-paced, transition, physical. This is right up their alley. And these young Badgers, one of the youngest teams in the conference, having to try and play with it. Here's Ronnie Porter now into the forecourt. Comes up, layup left side, left it short. No, poked away by Penn State. And they'll run the floor quickly. Here's Chesky, three-pointer in transition, right side, little short. Long rebound, caroms to Wisconsin's Leitzinger. And she'll flip it up the floor quickly. Brooke Schrammick now for Wisconsin in transition to Williams. In the paint, goes outside right corner. Wisconsin settles it down now offensively. Schrammick left side, quick three, and that's a little too strong off the heel of the iron. Rebound goes to Penn State as Marisa will zigzag her way up the floor on the far sideline. 4:25 left in the first, 17-8 Penn State. Started out 7-for-7 from the field, Wisconsin 3-for-7. Right corner, Murray checking her options. This will go off of Badger foot. It will stay with Penn State, put 20 on the shot clock. Two subs coming in, Owusu and Brigham starters will come back in for the Lady Lions. Take out Kapanis and Marisa. Penn State, they will roll 8-9 players throughout a game, and Wisconsin doesn't nearly have that kind of a bench to work from, so with as fast as Penn State plays, you worry about fatigue also setting in for Wisconsin. 10 on the shot clock here, picking up the dribble and then stolen away. Chesky runs into Williams. She rips that ball away and Wisconsin comes up the floor. Williams will take it herself across the timeline. Hand it off to Ronnie Porter. And now Wisconsin will set up their offense. Get this hand signal from Porter. Off to Copeland high on the right side. Looking inside, nothing there. Back to Porter, top of the wheel. Thought about a three, brings it back down. Leitzinger, 10 to shoot. Skip pass to Copeland on the right side. Being hit hard by Chesky defensively. Nothing called here, letting him play. 3 seconds, three-pointer. There's Williams, and it swirls home for Sarah Williams. Just as the shot clock was about to expire. 3:33 to go in the first. Wisconsin, just like that, has it to 6 points to the deficit. Here's Owusu, right of the circle, back outside. There's a deep three by Brigham. That's not close, well off to the right. And the rebound to Williams for the Badgers. Gives it off to Ronnie Porter. Porter now left corner for Leitzinger. Wisconsin can get this thing under five. Leitzinger outside. Sanaya Copeland, three-pointer from the corner. No, hit the rim and then went over the backboard. Fans ooing and eyeing behind us. And we'll go back to Penn State. 3:09 to go in the first. 17-11 Penn State. Talked about in our spin around the Big Ten. Very close here for Caitlin Clark to try and take the all-time NCAA women's basketball scoring mark. She came up short, and unranked Nebraska beat second-ranked Iowa in Nebraska 82-79. So big note there in women's college basketball. Three-pointer right side. Oh, there's an answer from Jayla Oden. She connects on the three from the right side wing. And just like that, the lead back to 9 for Penn State. 2:47 to go in the first. Wisconsin struggling with this full court press, and then Leitzinger just has to try and push it to a teammate as it was going to go out of bounds right in front of Coach Mosley. Turnover there as it's fouled by Penn State. At the free throw line, Owusu in rhythm. 15-footer is pure. Boy, Penn State, they can just fill it up. 22-11 they lead. 2:25 left in the first. Leitzinger back up the floor here for the Badgers. One of the things that's tough here, Wisconsin struggling with that full court press. And so when you do that, it's like blood in the water for a team like Penn State. Porter goes up, gets fouled. It should be on the shot. I believe it's 2 free throws upcoming. Tessa Grady, the freshman, will check in for Wisconsin at 6'2", takes out Leitzinger. And yes, 2 free throws here for Ronnie Porter. 72% free throw shooter. Porter last year, well documented, averaged fewer than 7 minutes played per game. First free throw is no good off to the right. This season averaging almost 35 minutes per game, which is second in the conference. Walk-on turned scholarship athlete, averaging over 10 a game. Takes a deep breath, trying connects on her second free throw. Right-handed shot is good. 22-12, make it 22-13. They correct the scoreboard there. Wisconsin has 13 and down by 9. 2:11 to go, first quarter. Oden in the bounce pass to Murray. Right back to Oden. They'll swing it around to Owusu. That left baseline, and that's going to be off the backboard. Caroms over to Wisconsin's Copeland, and the Badgers get another Penn State turnover. A little sloppy here by the Lady Lions in this first quarter. When you play as fast as they do, that can happen. But a turnover on the other side for Wisconsin. Tried to get it down low to Williams, and that was snuffed down on a double team. Penn State comes back on offense. Have to take advantage, points off turnovers, if you're the Badgers taking on this potent Lady Lions team. Best season for them in 10 years. Shot there by Owusu, and a rare miss here in the early going by the Lady Lions. They are now 9 of 13 from the field, and Wisconsin back on offense with 90 seconds left in the first, down by 10. Skip pass there for Grady. Looking for her options inside. Grady's going to fire it off on a right-handed pass to Porter. Now they'll go inside to Williams. Almost lost it out of bounds. Right baseline, long two, and that's a little too strong. And the rebound goes to Penn State. And then Copeland's able to take that away. Smart play there for Sanaya Copeland. Dishes it off to Porter, and Owusu swats that one away. Porter sticks with it, though. Ball bouncing all over the place. Reach-in foul called on the Badgers. And this will be on the floor. Boy, Wisconsin, two or three opportunities there in those second and third chance points. They couldn't finish it. Also, the scoreboard, when they added the 13, they've now taken it off for Wisconsin. So the Badgers back to 12. So 22-12 they trail. 101 to go in quarter number one. Oden offensively for Penn State. Down to that right baseline. Skip pass it out to Marisa. Back now left of the paint. Kapanis trying to back down Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas, who just came in off the last dead ball. 10 seconds to shoot for Penn State. Three-pointer. There's Kapanis, and that's going to be left short. Rebound, though, inside Marisa for Penn State. She tries to go up. Wisconsin takes it away. Now the ball still loose. Reaching foul on the floor, and I think that's on Wisconsin's Tessa Grady. And it will be on the floor, so they'll inbound it, will Penn State. Wisconsin, that is their second team foul, is all in this first quarter. Penn State at four. Grady's out. Brooke Schrammick back in for Wisconsin. Leitzinger also in for the Badgers. And they'll toss it in here to Oden. So a fresh 20 on the shot clock for the Lady Lions. And Oden's going to bring it out between the circles, run a little offense here. Pin two left of the circle, looking, trying to get it inside, and a travel. As Oden tried to go inside the three-point arc, didn't put the ball down before she took a step. And that's another turnover for Penn State. Each team struggling with turnovers. Wisconsin has six. That's seven now for Penn State. Jimenez back in. Copeland out. Leitzinger. Schrammick's going to take a seat. Leitzinger will stay in. And no, Schrammick's not going to take a seat. She's going to go inbound the ball. So the five on the floor for Wisconsin. Jimenez, Schrammick, Leitzinger, Porter, and, of course, Sarah Williams. 18 seconds left in the first quarter. Shot clock turned off. The Badgers play for the final shot of this first period. Down by 10. Here's Ronnie Porter. Gets a screen from Jimenez. Little stutter step right of the circle. Passes it out. 7 seconds. Jimenez left of the circle. 5 seconds. Got to go outside to Schrammick. And we have, 3 seconds in the lane called on Wisconsin. And there's the Badgers' seventh turnover. Shade Chesky, the sharpshooter, comes back in for Penn State. See if Wisconsin can get Copeland in. And they will let her sub in at the last moment. Jimenez goes out. Offensive to defensive substitution there, bringing in Copeland. So 3.8 left on the clock for the first quarter, and they'll have to go the length of the floor for Penn State. Here's Owusu, comes in, 2 seconds, crosses over the half-court line, going to fire it up. It'll count if it goes, and it does go in. My goodness. Ashley Owusu, she is impressive, averaging almost 20 a game and 6.8 rebounds, and she hits the floater just across half court, and that caps off an incredible first quarter for Penn State. 25-12 they lead after they go 10 of 15 from the field. We'll look at full stats when we come back. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
Shh.
best.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Calling all Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Reed Magnum filling in for John Adias. Wisconsin running into a buzzsaw in the first quarter against Penn State. 25-12, the Badgers lead after the Lady Lions go 10-15 from the field, 5 of 9 shooting threes, and they had 8 rebounds. Wisconsin, 6 rebounds, 2 of 5 from downtown, and just 4 of 14 from the field. Wisconsin, one of their last 7 shooting from the field. 7 turnovers apiece, though. And if Wisconsin can limit theirs, take advantage of Penn State's turnovers, better things will happen here. Wisconsin, though, trailing by 13 as Penn State starts with the ball in the second quarter. And up goes strongly Chesky left side, blocked away. And then off the head, block called. Sarah Williams gets credit for the Badgers. Threw it off the head of Chesky. And we'll go to Wisconsin. So 8 turnovers for the Lady Lions. And a good start for Wisconsin in this second quarter. Again, full court pressure here by Penn State. Up comes Sanaya Copeland. She'll go right block to left block. Off the glass and good. So a turnover turns into a bucket for Wisconsin. And then a quick three by Chesky. That one halfway down and out, poked out. And that will go to Wisconsin. Chesky feels like she's open the moment she steps into the arena. She strokes it early and often. And she's very good, though. So if you can shoot 40% from three, why wouldn't you let it rip? 25-14, Wisconsin with the ball and trailing 40 seconds into the second quarter. Copeland in the right corner, shovels it down low. Here's Williams for the Badgers. Good bounce pass. There's Brooke Schrammick. Oh, missed the bunny. Gets her own miss, though. Goes up strong. Sticking with it. The senior puts it in. Brooke Schrammick will be our halftime interview. And she gets Wisconsin within 9 now. 1 minute into the second quarter. Marisa, top of the wheel for Penn State. Owusu thinking about a three. Leitzinger right in front of her, though. Owusu with a good handle. She's got great size, but great handles, too. And there's Porter, though, steals away the pass. Up come the Badgers, Ronnie Porter. Brooke Schrammick on the left side. Wanting a cut from Williams. Williams on the same page with Schrammick. They'll reset. Now down at the left block for Williams. Gets double-teamed down low. Fights through it, though, and a travel. Second travel called on Williams. When that double-team comes, it's psyching her out a little bit, and she's dragging that pivot foot. Pintu comes in for Penn State. Out goes Allie Brigham. Looks like she maybe got a little injury on that right elbow. 5 on the floor for Wisconsin. Porter, Leitzinger, Williams, Copeland, and Schrammick as Wisconsin sets up defensively. 8:24 to go in the second. Wisconsin down by 9. Pintu in a chest pass in the left corner. Here's a Marisa, shovels it back out to Owusu. Right of the circle, she'll step in, long two, and that one short. Comes down off the ricochet to Ronnie Porter. She comes up the floor quickly for the Badgers. Yeah, if you can get a miss and then get up quickly before they can get any extra pressure on you, creates a much better offensive set, a lot easier for Wisconsin. Here's Porter now, hands it off to Leitzinger. Looking for a cutting Schrammick, can't connect with her. Leitzinger's got to be careful. She's got Pintu draped all over her. Now inside, there's dangerous pass, goes out off of Williams' hands, and Ronnie Porter looks up to the black rafters here at the Kohl Center. There's another turnover on Wisconsin. Make it 9 now on the Badgers. Penn State at 8. Offensively for Penn State, Shea Chesky moves up to the free throw line. Now she'll shovel it out. There's Owusu, right corner, a 3, and that one is in for Owusu. Filling it up, she's got 12 now on the game, 2 for 2 for threes, and 5 of 7 from the field. She is dangerous. Again, she was originally at Maryland, and I think a lot of folks in the Big Ten were kind of happy when she transferred out to Virginia Tech. Then she comes back to Penn State, and people are thinking, boy, we got to deal with her again. There's going to be, I believe, a timeout as Wisconsin got trapped there in the forecourt, and so a timeout will bring us to a media timeout. So Wisconsin will have 17 on the shot clock when we come back. All right, 7:18 to go, second quarter. Penn State leading Wisconsin 27-16. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Wisconsin trailing Penn State 27-16, 7:18 to go second quarter. Again, Sarah Williams, if she can get a double-double, double digits in points and rebounds, that'll be nine straight games, which will set a program record that stood for 41 years. The legendary Teresa Huff, who has her 21 jersey up in the rafters. And so for Sarah Williams, a lot of people eyeing that up. But as we heard Coach Mosley say during the pregame, she hasn't talked to Williams about it at all. She says Sarah's head is in the right spot, and she's not too worried about that. So right now, Sarah Williams with 6 points and three rebounds. So she's on track. 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 1 shooting threes, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Leitzinger, 2 apiece for Schrammick and Copeland, and Porter with 1. On the other side, Owusu double digits already. Chesky has 9. Kapanis with 4 and 3 points for Odin. So the usual suspects for the Lady Lions doing their work here. Right now, Penn State shooting almost 58% from the field. Wisconsin is at 35%. Badgers were outscored 25-12 in that first quarter. Early in the second here, just about 3 minutes in, they're outscoring Penn State 4-2, and it's Wisconsin's ball. Remember, they got trapped in the forecourt, so now they inbound it, and they have 15 seconds on the shot clock to do their work. Snia Copeland for Wisconsin. Inside, there's going to be Sarah Williams. She'll go across the lane, right block, and that one does fall. Hit the rim about 3 different ways for Copeland and goes in. And Snia Copeland for Wisconsin, back-to-back buckets. 3 minutes into the second quarter, and Wisconsin back to within 9. You just feel like if you can keep it under double digits, keep yourself in it, see what you can do come the third and fourth quarter. Here's Owusu, 3-pointer, left of the circle. And that one around and out, no good. Williams with her 4th board of the game. Up comes Ronnie Porter now for the Badgers. Within 9 for Wisconsin, 6:36 to go, second quarter. Skip pass there for Leitzinger. Right corner, had to dig it out from the floor. Now goes outside, Porter. She'll go into the paint, the land of the Giants, and the smaller Porter, gets fouled hard. Basket does not go. Picks herself up, and her teammates trying to help her up. And she'll have 2 hard-earned free throw attempts upcoming. More subs here for Penn State. You can see with this Penn State team, 27 bench points per game. That leads the conference, and you can really tell how all the subs they bring in. And Wisconsin, so often, they don't. And so you just see the difference in depth that Penn State has. They rotate these players in, and oftentimes you look over at Wisconsin, and no subs at the scores table. First free throw good for Ronnie Porter. 6:28 to go in the second. 27-19, Wisconsin down by 8. Porter to make that 7. No. A little wide to the right. Deficit stays at 8. Wisconsin gets back on defense. 6.5 to go before halftime. Owusu between the circles. Owusu at 6 foot. Again, that great size. Can play outside and inside. Here's Chesky now. She'll go inside. Gets fouled. Bucket counts. And Chesky goes to the free throw line for a chance to complete the 3-point play. Coach Mosley saying, how many steps was that as she drove into the basket? Foul called on Leitzinger. Wisconsin as a team now, that is their first foul of the second quarter. Penn State also with 1. Crowd loud here. Chesky's free throw is in. 6:11 to go in the second. 30-19, Penn State. Wisconsin's Leitzinger with that one foul. Gets it into Ronnie Porter. Full court press here by Penn State. Still in the backcourt. Ronnie Porter along the near sideline right in front of us. And then she throws it back towards the baseline. This will be a turnover as Leitzinger comes in. Oh, takes a spill. Took out the legs, though, of Chesky. And I think it's going to go for Leitzinger's foul. Yes, her second. Porter right in front of us. Struggled with it there in that backcourt in the near sideline. Had to just fire it down. And Leitzinger trying to race for it. Ends up committing her second foul. And she'll go take a seat. Jimenez will come in for Leitzinger. Good hustle play there by Leitzinger, but it was the correct call on the foul. Took the legs out of the Lady Lion. Now the referee's having a conversation to our right. I don't know what that would be. It was, I thought, a rather obvious foul. Now the referee shows one finger and a full fist as in number 10. I'm not sure what that would be. Now they're talking with the other referee. The coach is also looking on, pondering what this is about. Now the referees split. They don't tell anybody anything, and they will toss it in. Okay, so we'll play on here. Didn't have any conversation with the coaches. Six to go in the second. Penn State leading 30-19. Owusu. Spin it around to the left side. There's Campbell. Bounce pass down low. Hall, who just came in for the first time, goes up strong. Missed it. Good rebound there by Sarah Williams. Five rebounds for Williams at 6 points. As we stay on that double-double watch, here's Ronnie Porter for Wisconsin, left of the circle. Walks into the free throw line, extended. Porter between the circles, picked up her dribble, needs some help here, skip pass, dangerous, but Copeland able to haul it out on the far sideline. 10 to shoot for Wisconsin. Copeland back out at that motion W, the half court line. Now 5 seconds, Porter gonna start to come in. There's left elbow shot, a little too strong there. I think Porter was surprised she had as much space as she did. And up comes Penn State the other way. Chesky, three-pointer once again, and that one swirls in. Shay Chesky, you almost need to put a player on her that will never leave her hip. She is 4 of 6 from beyond the arc, and she has some of the quickest release you'll see in the Big Ten. Porter now for Wisconsin. Coast to coast, Ronnie Porter goes up on the right side, split through everybody, knifed her way through some Lady Lions. And a good answer there for Ronnie Porter. 33-21 Penn State, 4:47 to go in the second. Chesky's got Porter right on her hip pocket now. Gets a screen. Chesky backs it out top of the circle. Three-pointer. This will be Kapanis left side. That's too strong off the back iron. Another rebound there for Sarah Williams. And she says, let's just get up the floor quickly before Penn State can try and get any full-court pressure on us. Usually Penn State won't do it off a miss, but with the way they like to press, you never know. Jimenez with the miss down on the left side off the glass. Kapanis now running the floor quickly. She'll go up, and the layup is in. Got right around Ronnie Porter. And Kapanis with that good size at 5'10 and very strong was able to go around the smaller Porter easily. There's Owusu now, steals it away from Jimenez. She'll come up the floor, gets fouled. Basket doesn't go. And two free throws for Owusu coming up. Foul on Brooke Schrammick. It's going to be the first for Schrammick, three as a team. Hallie Douglas coming back in for the Badgers. And Owusu with the two upcoming free throws. 78% free throw shooter is Owusu. Sarah Williams will go take a seat. 6 points, 6 rebounds for the Wisconsin sophomore. Doesn't just do it offensively. Named to the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year watch list. Only 15 players across the country named that watch list. She's the first Badger all-time to be named that watch list. So she is a two-way player. First free throw was good for Owusu. Second one misses, but Kapanis comes in and gets the Penn State rebound, and they get a fresh shot clock. Under 4 to go, second quarter. 15-point lead for the Lady Lions. Here's Owusu now. She'll drive on the left block, kicks it out. There's going to be a three-pointer by Chesky. She misses it on the rare miss. Douglas goes falling to the floor. Wisconsin in transition up to Jimenez. Caught it like a football pass over the shoulder, and she missed the layup. On Super Bowl Sunday, that was a perfect pass, like a touchdown, but she missed the layup. 3:33 to go in the second. Penn State trying to extend their 15-point lead. Here's Chesky, right of the circle. You can tell these Wisconsin defenders getting right up on Chesky as soon as she gets it. Jump ball, possession arrow goes to the Badgers. So that is the 9th turnover on Penn State. Wisconsin at 11, though, and Owusu will check out. Tessa Grady back in for the Badgers. So different lineup here now for Wisconsin. Jimenez, Porter, and Schrammick, and then Douglas and Grady 5 in the home white for UW. And again, the full court press here by Penn State. Until you break it consistently, they'll keep doing it. Wisconsin has not broken it yet so far with any consistency, or at least they've struggled enough that head coach Caroline Keeger for Penn State wants to continue to put it on. First shot down low, misses. Grady tries to follow it up for Wisconsin left block. She misses that, and up comes Penn State once again. Coming up the floor quickly, there's Kapanis. Foul, basket goes. She lets out a roar in the direction of Ronnie Porter. And a three-point play attempt here for the Madison native, Leilani Kapanis. Jayla Oden checks in for Penn State. Supporter, that's going to be her second personal. Wisconsin 4 as a team now, so this will be bonus the rest of the way for Penn State in this first half. Free throw for Kapanis is no good. Hit the front of the iron, then the back part of the rim, and did not go in. Douglas grabs the Badger rebound. Under 3 to go, first half. Wisconsin down 38-21. Up ahead for Copeland, left corner. There's a 3 for Grady, and she splashes it. Tessa Grady, she can be dangerous from downtown. 33% on the year from three-point land. Gives Wisconsin some energy. 38-24. There's Campbell trying to answer it right back, right of the circle. No good, too strong. Grady, the Badger rebound, but then throws it right to Brigham. She was falling out of bounds. Brigham grabs the ball, tries to go down low, and we have a whistle and what? I think a foul on Wisconsin. Or potentially they didn't reset the shot clock properly. I think that was a reset of the shot clock issue. So, yes, no foul there. Referee saw a shot clock issue, and so they will pause it and give them the full 25 seconds. 2:29 left first half. Penn State still on offense. And they get a full 25 on the shot clock. Kapanis down low. Brigham struggles with it. Schrammick tries to swipe it away. Can't do it. Brigham then gets her pocket picked from behind. No, it's a Schrammick foul. Five team fouls now for Wisconsin, so two automatic free throws upcoming for Penn State as Sarah Williams is about to check back in. I think she's going to take out Brooke Schrammick. Yes, she will. Schrammick there with her second personal foul. Coach Mosley not wanting to risk her getting her third in this first half. First free throw for Allie Brigham is no good. 68% free throw shooter, so it's in a bit of an adventure for her at the free throw line. Porter and Leitzinger also with two personal fouls, so there's your foul situation for the Badgers. Second free throw good by Brigham. So 39-24. Wisconsin trailing, but they've got the ball. 2:12 to go first half. Menace comes up the floor, tried to bounce it down low to Williams, and she'll miss that on a bad bounce pass. And a dozen turnovers now called on Wisconsin. 9 turnovers on the Penn State tally. So this has been rather sloppy here in this first half, but both teams like to go quickly in transition, and so when you play fast, turnovers are part of it. Long three. That's from deep, deep three. Three steps away for number 3, Murray, and that's way too strong. So even that far away, she put too much on it. Long rebound comes to Wisconsin. 1:45 to go, first half. Wisconsin down 15 with the ball. Copeland at the left of the circle for Douglas. Almost got that stolen away. Pulls it back down. Williams thinking about a three. Now toe on the line. And that one halfway down comes out and then falls in. Long two there for Sarah Williams. She's already hit a three. So the long shot working for Wisconsin's number 25. And the Badgers down a baker's dozen. 13 with 1:20 to go in the second. Wouldn't you love to see them get this under 10 at halftime? Murray now in a bounce pass down to Brigham. Right baseline. Almost stolen away by Grady. Going up is Kapanis. Too strong. No. Tipped around. Who's going to grab it? Foul on, I think, Wisconsin and on Douglas. So 9 seconds around the shot clock. They'll reset that, although it's going to be bonus shots anyway for Penn State. Ronnie Porter coming back in for Wisconsin. And this should be bonus shots for the Lady Lions. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. So two free throws here. The bonus shots for Allie Brigham. First one is in. 40-26 Penn State. 68 seconds left in the first half. second free throw for Brigham. That one's no good. Good box out by Wisconsin's Douglas. Pushed her player out of the way. Ball fell right to her, and Wisconsin comes up the floor. Douglas for the Badgers with that big right knee brace. Goes up, gets it swatted out by Brigham. Stays with Wisconsin. 58 seconds remaining in the second. Brigham goes out. Owusu checks back in for the Lady Lions. Got Tessa Grady, a bit of a sharpshooter. Size with Williams and Douglas. Ronnie Porter to run things as the quarterback of the floor. And then Saniya Copeland, who can do it offensively and defensively. There's Copeland, goes to Porter, left corner. Right back out to Copeland. Inside, and we'll have a reach-in foul away from the basketball. That's going to be 22, Allie Campbell, who's called for a tug of the elbow as they tried to get it inside. Campbell, this will be her second personal. She'll go take a seat. And that is just the second team foul called on Penn State of this second quarter. 52 seconds left in the first half, and there's a three-pointer left side by Porter. That's no good, too strong, and the rebound goes to Penn State. So 45 seconds left, second quarter. Wisconsin down 14 as they settle in on defense here. Penn State can play for a two-for-one if they hurry up here. Kapanis, top of the circle. 17 seconds in the shot clock. Going to go back out to Owusu. There's going to be a three-pointer by Owusu. That's off the right, no good, and the rebound comes down to Kapanis. Now left corner, and they will pick up the dribble for a double dribble or a travel. Call that a travel on Odin. And so it will go to Wisconsin. Shot clock turns off. Surprised that Penn State didn't try to shoot it earlier and get two possessions before the end of the half, but they took too much time. So Wisconsin with 23 seconds left in the first half. Shot clock turned off. They can play for the final shot of the half, but it's going to be a turnover. Backcourt and the full court press. Tessa Grady got it taken away. Three-pointer missed by Penn State. Rebound comes down to Murray with 10 seconds left in the half. They will now play for the last shot. Coach Keyer for Penn State calling out directions. 4 seconds. Owusu step back, long two, left side leaves it short. Rebound comes down to Wisconsin as the horn expires. Whew, that was quite a pace in that first half by both sides. 12 turnovers called on Wisconsin, 10 turnovers called on Penn State. Wisconsin, 26 points scored, but Penn State scores 40. As we go into our halftime, we'll give you team stats and individual stats during the halftime, but when we come back, we'll visit with Wisconsin senior Burke Schrammann. Again, the Badgers trailing by 14 at half at home to Penn State. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
So just really soaking in every moment that you can and having as much fun as you can, because this is an unreal experience that some of us just get to have. And like, I just hate when I look back and kind of regret the approach I had to some certain things.
I'm guessing you had seniors who told you the same thing.
Yes.
Do you sense the freshmen get it, or can you just not get it until you become a senior?
I think maybe you just can't get it till, because I'll try to talk to them and they're like, but this year has gone so long. I'm like, no, like, you will understand once you get older that it's like crazy that it just happens like the blink of an eye.
We're talking with Brooke Schrammick. I was looking at some of your numbers statistically. So last game you did foul out, first time though this year, and I know that was something Coach Mosley has talked to you about this year. How have you been able to improve where you still stay aggressive, but yet you've been much better without fouling out?
Yeah, I think just during practice, really keying in on my post defense, and now during practice, our assistant coaches have been calling fouls, which has been helping us a lot. And just like trying to have that aggressive mentality while also like trying to be smart, because Coach always says like me sitting on the bench is not going to help the team. She kind of calls me the glue kid sometimes. So just making sure that I'm not being selfish in a way where it's like, if I do this, I just need to be smart. Like 2 points is way better than me sitting on the bench for potentially a whole quarter. So just kind of having a smarter, more mature mindset, which I think has helped. And Coach has talked me through a lot of that, which has also helped me.
How much pride do you take in being that glue piece for this team? Because I think that's a good way to describe your play.
Yeah, I love the role. I mean, I think on and off the court, I kind of try to excel in that role. I don't have to be the kid that is scoring or filling up the stat sheet, but if I could be the one that can keep the team together on the court, huddle us up, talk, be that passer or screener, I would love to do that. I would love to do little things, hustle play, and even off the court. Like, I love to be that open person who people can come to, but also like gets together with the social gatherings and making sure everyone is doing what they need to do to be part of this team.
So we'll let you go on this last one, Brooke. Are you someone who wants to be vocal? Was that natural for you, or have you had to develop that as now in the senior role?
I'm definitely a loud person. If you know me, I'm a talker. I will talk your ear off. I think it's been a little bit hard because I have been playing up my whole life, so I've always kind of been a follower in that sense. So, like, on the basketball side, I've been kind of more of that follower than the leader, but now being that older people that are older person that people look up to, I've kind of had to develop that leadership role. It's been a little bit of a challenge just because we have such a young and inexperienced team, but I think just being confident in my social and verbal skills has helped me a lot, and the coaches also help us a lot. We have like leadership meetings with certain girls on the team just to like get the younger kids to follow us.
There's the Badger senior, Brooke Schrammick. We'll take a break, come back, when continue halftime with a look at the team stats. Wisconsin trailing Penn State 40-26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime score, Penn State leading Wisconsin at the Kohl Center in Madison, 40-26. Let's look at those team statistics. And for Penn State, shot 45% in the first half, 15 of 33. Wisconsin, 37%, that is 10 of 27. For three-pointers, Penn State 6 of 18 for 33%. Wisconsin 3 of 7 for 43%. So again, 43% for Wisconsin, but Penn State attempted 11 more three-pointers than Wisconsin did. Free throws for the Lady Lions, 4 of 8. Wisconsin went 3 of 6. Turnovers, the Badgers 13, Penn State 10. Points off turnovers, big disparity. Penn State 12, Wisconsin only with 5. Rebounds completely even, 19-19. 14 of those defensive variety for Wisconsin. 12 for Penn State, 7 offensive rebounds for the Lady Lions, 5 for the Badgers. Second chance points, Penn State 5, Wisconsin 3. 7 bench points for the Badgers, only 3 for Penn State, which is significant. Penn State, the best bench scoring team in the Big Ten. Right now, Wisconsin leading them in a plus 4 there. Points in the paint, Wisconsin 12, the Lady Lions with 10. Fast break points, big advantage to the visitors. 21 for Penn State, Wisconsin only with 2 fast break points. 2 blocks, 8 steals, 8 assists for Penn State. Wisconsin, 1 block, 6 steals, 5 assists. Penn State has led for all but 33 seconds of this game. Wisconsin has not had a lead at any point. Penn State scored 25 points in the first quarter. Wisconsin had 12. Second quarter, much more even. Penn State had 15, Wisconsin 14. Penn State missed their final 6 shots from the field. We'll see if that drought can continue as we get into the second half. We'll look at individual numbers when we come back. Penn State leading Wisconsin 40-26. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app.
For Kapanis, and then some other players, Odin, 3 points, 2 points for Brigham. On the other side for Wisconsin, Sarah Williams, 8 points and six rebounds, trying to get her ninth straight double-double, which would be a program record. Williams, 3 of 6 from the field, 1 for 1 shooting threes, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and no fouls in just 11 minutes for Sarah Williams. 5 points then for Leitzinger, 4 points for Porter and Copeland, 3 points for Grady on a triple that she hit, and Brooke Schrammick with 2 points on a field goal. For Wisconsin, foul trouble. Some players with two. Porter has two. Schrammick and Leitzinger all with two. Other than that, one for Douglas and Grady, and everybody else is at a goose egg for foul. So hopefully Wisconsin can keep it clean as we get into the second half. And the second half's coming up when we come back. Penn State leading the Badgers